Hi, this is a dictation for Alyssa Clark, A-L-Y-S-S-A, sorry, Cook, Alyssa Cook, C-O-O-K. Date of birth is 5-16-2004, and the date of birth is 5-25, I'm sorry. Alyssa Cook, follow visit, 2-10-2025 is the date of service. Date of birth is 5-16-2004, date of accident 5-25-2024. The patient allegedly was involved in an automobile accident on 5-25-2024, where she was rear-ended as a passenger on the left side. The impact caused her some headaches, pain in the neck, lower back, and both knees initially. Today, she reports her headaches are minimal, and she is able to work all day. Her pain in the neck is gone, and shoulder pain is also improved. She has some pain in the lower back to the tune of 4, and left knee pain to the tune of 4. Overall, pains are between 2 and 3 usually. ADLs are affected 3 to 4. And please review the record for ADL, for system review, and substance abuse and compliance. History, some of them she has not provided. Please copy and paste from the previous one, from 1-9-2025, for the ADLs and for system review, please. And physical examination will be as follows. The blood pressure is 120/91, and pulse is 68, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam do remain the same from previous visit of 1-9-2025, dictation number 0223-007. Plan, the patient reports that her pain in the left knee has improved quite a bit from the injection that was provided last month. Other than that, she is continuing physical therapy and medications, chiropractic care. Her disabilities are canceled. There is no other disability, no other treatment is on the horizon. Her MRIs have been reviewed with her. She's found to have a facet hypertrophy at L23, L34, L45, L5S1, which could be related to the automobile accident, and a mild disc herniation at L5S1. She has been given options of having one or two injections of epidural injections if the pains are not relieved, and even a facet joint injection. In the cervical spine, there is a tiny shallow midline protrusion at C5-6 without any spinal stenosis or any other issues. The patient is advised to do nothing except the neck traction, and no injections are proposed for her. The MRI for the left knee shows a contusion of the posterior root of lateral meniscus and patellar tendon lateral femoral condyle friction syndrome, patellar malpracking, subtle joint diffusion. Patient is advised to have one or two injections to the left knee, and has been advised to use the right knee as a leading leg to climb up and down. She also has an avulsion fracture of the left foot, for which she is being treated by her podiatrist, Dr. Usen, U-S-E-N. Thank you. She'll be seen in a month's time.